Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we enjoy the calm before the storm, we're reminded that the 2022 general election is right around the corner. Next week, Tuesday, the Secretary of State will mail a voter information pamphlet to every registered voter, and 3 days later, the ballots themselves will be mailed to absentee voters. At that point, our mailboxes begin to fill up with oversized mailers, both for and against those running for public office. In addition to candidates, this year's ballot will contain two ballot measures, both of which passed the 2021 legislative session and are being submitted to voters for final approval. The first is C-48, which seeks to amend the Montana Constitution to include electronic data and communications in search and seizure protections. It should pass easily. The second is LR-131, which would adopt the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. This passed the legislature in response to a number of states legalizing infanticide, which is the state-sanctioned killing of an infant after it's born. Montana currently has a law that prevents the intentional killing of an infant, but it does not prevent an infant born alive after an attempted abortion from being left to die by neglect. LR 131 would ensure that those infants born alive, including as the result of a failed abortion, receive appropriate medical care. It also ensures humane comfort care for those who are not likely to survive. As noted in testimony, CDC data show that abortions do fail and infants are occasionally born alive following the procedure. If LR 131 passes, those survivors would, by law, receive appropriate medical care. According to recent polls, most people agree that such care is both reasonable and prudent, but LR 131 has its list of opponents. Heading the list are the usual suspects, Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, but there are others as well. In the 2021 legislative session, the Montana Medical Association and the Montana Nurses Association came out as opponents to several pro-life bills, including LR 131, which was then known as House Bill 167. That opposition has since continued and will no doubt increase as we get closer to ballots being mailed. Opponents' main argument is that parents will not get to hold infants born prematurely that are not likely to survive. They paint a horrifying picture of 20-week-old preemies being torn from their parents' arms and being subjected to futile but necessary life-saving attempts. This is not and never has been the case in the 36 states that already have these laws. The law specifically states that the born-alive infant is entitled to appropriate medical treatment. Comfort care is always warranted in those cases when the infant is not viable. Doctors and parents in other states have worked well under these types of laws, and they will in Montana too. What the law will prevent is viable infants born alive after a failed abortion from being neglected and left to die alone from exposure. As stated in testimony, LR 131 will ensure that every infant born alive in Montana is treated with the best medical care, compassion, and dignity, whether it's in a hospital or an abortion clinic. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.